I'm a radical feminist.
I would say that I'm more of a liberal feminist in quite a lot of ways.
I am what I would consider to be a pro-life feminist, and I would consider myself a cultural feminist.
I am not a feminist. I
consider myself a fairly big anti-feminist.
Hello and welcome to the Unraveled podcast. My name's Amy.
And I'm Emily, and in each episode we discuss a variety of topics surrounding feminism with a range of different voices and opinions to prompt a healthy discussion.
Basically, it is violence against women on tape.
One of my biggest things that I care about is about choice, and often, you know, I think it's hard to say what is and what isn't a choice for somebody else.
Feminism in this day and age has come to mean not equality but supremacy.
It's interesting because the feminist here is anti-abortion and the anti-feminist is pro-choice.
Well, I don't think that abortion solves the issue of poverty. You'll end up like killing the child and you're still poor. Like, that's not a solution that I think is like good enough, and I don't think it's a solution that's very pro-human.
But for the meantime, do you think it's fair to put a woman kind of through the extra stress of having to take care of a child while also trying to solve her situation?
Well, I think that it's a better solution than ending a life.
You know, if women have the right to abort, then men also need the right to financially abort. That's what it's called, financial abortion.
Girls in our society are raised to be consumed, and boys are raised to consume.
Because people do find it empowering, and that's where I think maybe we might differ a little bit, Charlie, is that I can't sit here and say that is not empowering.
There's agreements.
The next statement is, misandry is as bad as misogyny.
Agree.
As well as disagreements.
As far as I'm aware, statistically, men are the majority of recipients of violence,
where
especially
does that
on the street.
Come from, though? Is that not from men? It's just like men on men.
Yes, but I would say that that's not necessarily, it's not an argument to be made. Most people, in the minds of most people, I'm going to want to hurt a man far more than I'm going to want to hurt a woman.
But is the perpetrator not the man in most situations then?
Yes.
I know where you're coming from, but I don't think any one movement can ever encompass every single inequality.
No, but for me, what I'm saying is that you cannot address one without the other, in a sense.
But I disagree with that.
It's impossible. Okay.
Patriarchy wants women to be objects for male pleasure and male desire, but at the same time, it wants women to be pure, and it wants women to obey and be virgins, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So basically, the whole thing is a big shit farce of double standards.
Unravel the story and question the present. Available on Spotify, YouTube, and our website at Scarlet Threads.